Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We are down to the final four as far as the PIAA playoffs, basketball playoffs are concerned. Slim pickings when it comes to the girls. A lot of girls teams, and I really, to be honest with you, I'm surprised because I thought that traditionally the girls, I think, have done better than the boys when it comes to the district or the state playoffs. And only three WPIL teams remain, and our WPIL team of the week is the lone survivor in Class 5A. The McKeesport Tigers, their outstanding two-sport coach, Matt Miller, is kind enough to join us. Matt, so much to talk about. We'll get to the state playoffs in a moment. Would you have thought for a second when this season started that you would be the head coach of the Tigers into the state semifinals?
No. This was not a part of the plan. I planned on being in the stands cheering. My daughter is a senior on the team. I never thought I'd be coaching basketball, let alone girls basketball.
Yeah, Coach Gumbert steps down midseason. You take over. Talk to Rachel Manfredo. She was our girls basketball player of the week, I think, last week. And she said it was pretty seamless. She said that, obviously with your ties to the program, the girls were familiar, you were familiar with them, and that the transition went very well. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, definitely. I've known these girls since they're in about fifth grade. They all started playing basketball together and know their families, know everyone. So everybody knows me in school as Coach Mills. To be a coach on something, I think they're all kind of familiar that I coach. Moving in and taking over, they were very receptive, very hardworking and easy to deal with.
What a fantastic season. You guys finished in second place to Oakland Catholic, but no shame there. Tremendous regular season. And the committee realized how good you guys were because Oakland Catholic was the one seed and you guys were the two seed. Even though your responsibility shifted as the season progressed, is it something where this is pretty much what you thought this team could do even going back to the beginning of the season?
Yeah, definitely. This team has been kind of marked as being special. These girls are great basketball players, but you're talking, I think, six of them are in the top 10 or something like that in the class, president of student body. So, I mean, these girls are high achievers, and they've been pivotal roles they played in the last couple years, with an Elite Eight finish last year and a Final Four finish 2 years ago.
Yeah. Crazy how the postseason has gone. And let's go back to the district postseason. So you guys are into the Final Four, along with Oakland Catholic, along with Armstrong, and the
Lafayette.
Who am I missing? Oh, Lafayette. Duh. The team that won it all. So I think obviously a lot of people were figuring it would be Eagles, Tigers at the peak. How disappointing was that when things didn't work out in your semifinal game against the Lions?
We knew we were in a tough battle. I mean, South Fayette had a lot of experience playing in these big games. We also were missing Kaylee Charles, our big. So we were playing with one big for pretty much the whole playoffs. So everyone's double, triple team in Rachel. And we were playing with four guards and one big. So it was difficult on us offensively and defensively. So now we got Kaylee back yesterday for the first time. And, you know, we're just able to free up Rachel, let her go one-on-one a little bit more than, you know, getting multiple girls running at her. So we're a little bit better team in the regular season. And now we're a better team here at the very end.
Yeah, and Rachel has responded. I mean, her, especially considering the fact that she has drawn so much attention with Charles out, that she has continued to shine. It's a really a testament to her game.
Oh, definitely. I mean, she works extremely hard every day in practice, and it kind of You know, when she stepped out on the court, it showed. She was having, like, you know, we were saying before, 2-3 girls collapsing on her, banging her the whole time. And she rose to the occasion. She put up points for us. She's probably our leading scorer in, you know, 90% of our games. And that's just a testimony to her.
Nice bounce back in the consolation against Oakland Catholic. Now, again, they were adjusting to life without London Creech, but having lost to them twice, that had to give you guys a little extra boost, some momentum going into the state playoffs, beating them in the consolation round.
It was a huge win for us. You know, get the monkey off your back, you know, so to speak. You know, they had beaten us a lot of times in the last couple of meetings, but it really set us up a little bit better off in the state. You know, they had to go across the state and play a couple games. They had to travel. We were playing in, you know, local, you know, WPIL schools. So that win there was, you know, big for our morale, but it also helped us out in our lack of travel that we've had to take.
Yeah, you host West York in the first round. You beat them. Then this past week starts out with a second-round game against a familiar foe. You guys take care of business impressively, shutting down a pretty good Indiana team.
Yeah. We, you know, seeing them the one time up at Highlands, we weren't playing our best basketball at that point. You know, we really picked it up against Oakland Catholic. We started to really feel what it feels like to go, you know, really hard in practice, in games. And since Oakland Catholic, we've been probably playing our best basketball.
You mentioned now back to full health in the quarterfinal game Saturday. Impressive victory over an Armstrong team that had a fabulous season as well. 22-point win over the Riverhawks, keeping Emma Paul in check. She has been lights out this postseason as well, but you guys really did a great job on her and the rest of the Hawks.
Yeah, I mean, we did a lot of scouting on them, you know, really watched a lot of film and really tried to limit her getting any open looks. You know, we really overplayed her. And then having Kaylee back underneath really helped us a lot as far as having another big body to match up with them. You know, they're pretty big up front, so it helped us tremendously.
The state playoffs started with the WPIL seven teams from District 7 going 5-2, and that's really been the calling card for Class 5A over the last few years. Five wins almost every year in the first round of the state playoffs. Three teams advance in round two, yourself, Armstrong, Oakland Catholic, and now you guys are the lone team left. Are you now, again, when you go head to head, somebody's going to fall, like you guys beat Armstrong, but were you surprised at the fact that you guys are, not that you're left, but you're the only one left from the WPIL?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really follow girls basketball that much, you know, being, you know, new to it. I really didn't get a chance to look at Erie Prep, but I figured, you know what, they're probably a pretty good team. That's all I've been hearing. So I knew that would be a good matchup between them and Oakland Catholic. So, yeah, I mean, you're hoping there would have been another one. I mean, you know, in football, we care about Western Pennsylvania. You know, right. we're going to give film. We're going to give scouting reports. We're going to do everything we can to make sure the Whitfield's well represented. And, you know, so, yeah, I mean, I was hoping that, you know, maybe we could get another team in there. But, you know, it is what it is. Glad it's us.
At any point, since you've taken over during a timeout, have you called like a 52 toss power trap or anything like that?
Well, in the Oakland Catholic game, I ran down the sidelines calling a timeout, and that didn't go over very well with anyone. I honestly had no idea you couldn't do that in football. You're allowed to run down and call a timeout. And, it actually got Oakland Catholic a technical because they were yelling that I was out of the box, and that was all unintentional. It was they couldn't hear me. So, like in football, you can't hear you. Run
That's
down.
Right.
And call timeout.
That's right.
I thought if I stayed on foul, you know, out of bound territory, I was okay. But yeah, there's moments of every once in a while, you know, I'd like to call a triple option play. I know it'll work against them girls. They have practice against it. So,
That's tremendous. And I assume that you've really relied on your staff to help out as far as little things like that that most people take for granted.
You know what? I rely on my staff, but my staff weren't basketball coaches either. You know, so my, you know, the guy I count on most is Nick Lonegro, and he's a football guy with me. You know, he's working with me in football, and you know, he gets warned all the time on the bench for jumping up and saying something. And you know,
that's so right. Can't do that either.
We're learning on the fly on the bench sometimes, and I always you know, kind of beg for forgiveness. Hey, this is only my 10th game. I didn't know that rule. So it's starting to wear thin with some of the officials.
Oh, that's marvelous. Now, you know, again, you want to take care of business. We have a big game coming up on Tuesday. But is this something that you're going to continue down the road, or is this, hey, one and done? I'm just trying to help out. Tough situation.
One and done. You know, my daughter plays. You know, I have two nieces that run the team. I'm done. This is you need to have someone as a basketball person that can dedicate 365 days out of the year to building a program. I have enough work for me to do with football. I've been kind of neglecting that a little bit, you know, just with everything that's going on. And this is definitely a one and done.
So how has the dynamic changed with you and your daughter, Madison? You know, has she embraced this, you coming on to be the head coach, or are you in a huddle and you see you see her eyes rolling a lot?
She knows she better not do that. She knows not. She better at least look away from me and do it. No, you know what? At first, I don't think she was real thrilled about it. I was trying to be an assistant. I'd say, hey, I'll help out if anybody needs to. I'm here. You know, I just wanted to make sure the girls got to finish out the year. One thing led to another, and next thing you know, they made me the head coach. And, you know, she and I didn't have a great relationship. You know, I coached her hard. I told her I'll either be your dad or your coach. She chose coach. I don't know if that was the right decision for her. But yeah, she knows deep down I love her. When I get on her, I yell at her more than anybody. I think I take all my frustration out on her. But she realizes that, and, you know, she's happy that I'm there.
Having coached my youngest in baseball and then watched him when he got to the high school level, it's a different dynamic. And do you feel, once you look back on this 5-10 years from now, that this was a good thing, that this made you look at her in a different light? Or, you know, do you feel, this kind of stinks because I just want to just chill and watch and focus on her?
No, I think we're going to look back at this, and the way I'm looking at it right now, this is an unbelievable experience. You know, we're able to share it together. You know, it's pretty cool. You know, to have an experience. Yeah, my son's going to play football for me this year, and, you know, I always kind of knew that was coming. Never knew I'd have a chance to coach her, and so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is awesome. Well, Cathedral Prep coming up Tuesday, District 10 champs. You mentioned they took care of Oakland Catholic in the quarterfinals, going up to Slippery Rock. What do you know about the Ramblers?
They're pretty good, pretty big, nice size. You know, so they can shoot the ball. They're not one or two people deep. You know, so we've been playing a lot of teams that really have some focal, you know, players you have to stop. And now they're, you know, a little bit more team oriented. They can spread the ball around multiple people. So as soon as I get off this podcast here, I'm going in the next room and, you know, start breaking down some more film and try to come up with a game plan. But we know we have our hands full.
But it's going to help, especially against a team with size, that you're healthy again.
Yeah. Right now, you know, how much can Kaylee handle? I mean, she's been off the court for 6 weeks, and she came into, we had a little practice this morning, and she's like, Coach, I am sore. You know, it's like, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's like just like an adult who hasn't done anything in a while. Sure. You start running, it's, you know, your muscles are feeling it. So it'll really come down to how much she can handle up and down the court. But she's definitely been a very helpful lot yesterday in our big game, big win yesterday.
I hope the folks there, I'm sure a lot of the fans of the Tigers are enjoying the ride as well. But I hope they appreciate what you and your staff have done to step in. Turn a tough situation, keep the machine that is this young team going full speed, and now just reaping the benefits of a tremendous season. One win away from playing for a state championship in Hershey. Matt, kudos to you. Best of luck on Tuesday as well.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
All right. Maybe the football team could do well enough. I can get you on in the fall.
I did one this past fall. So
it's a new season, brother. That's all forgotten. Hey, what have you done for me lately?
2024, you're the Tigers. Here we go.
There you go. Well done. Thanks, Matt.
All right, see you later.
All right, Matt Miller, head coach of the McKeesport Tigers football team. And for at least another week, head coach of the McKeesport Tigers girls basketball team. I mean, I don't know that he will ever get enough credit for them stepping in and taking over. It makes you wonder, you know, okay, this team is so good, you know, maybe they it doesn't matter if they have a football coach as their head coach, but there are a lot of things. This could have jumped, this train could have jumped the rails real easily. And the fact that this team has continued to have tremendous success is a big credit to Matt and his staff and the girls, obviously. Getting it done with a coach who doesn't have any idea that he can't run down the sidelines and call timeout out of the coach's box. All right. I mentioned only three WPL teams remaining. We're going to talk about 3A, 2A, and 1A. And in those three classifications, only one team is left. We'll start in Class A. The defending Class A state champions, the Union Scotties, are no longer. They were eliminated in the quarterfinals on Saturday, 60-43 by Bishop Guilfoyle. They were the only WPIL team remaining. So the semifinals are District 7 free in girls Class A. Bishop Guilfoyle taking on Williamsburg. That's at Altoona High School. And Greenwood against Mountain View. That's the matchup out east. That's at Berwick High School at 6 p.m. That's on Tuesday. As far as the Monday games are concerned, in Class 3A, it will be Westmont Hilltop taking on Mercyhurst Prep. The Hilltoppers and the Lakers taking care of the final two WPL teams in the 3A quarterfinals. Westmont Hilltop beat Shadyside Academy 47-41. Mercyhurst Prep over Avonworth 54-41. So the Hilltoppers 22-4. The Lakers 24-3. That game at Clarion University Monday at 7. Loyal Sauk Township against Lancaster Catholic at Shamokin High School. That's also on Monday night. And 2A, the lone District 7 hope is Greensburg Central Catholic, the WPL champions, now 23-6 after they defeated Everett big time in the quarterfinals, 56-26. Up next for them is defending state champion and District 10 champion Kennedy Catholic. That game is at North Allegheny on Monday at 6. Marion Center taking on Minersville at Bald Eagle High School on Monday at 6 p.m. So there you have it. Greensburg Central Catholic at 2A, Blackhawk in 4A, McKeesport in 5A, the only WPL teams left heading into the state semifinals. Thanks to Matt Miller, head coach of the McKeesport Tigers girls basketball team, for joining us. Thanks to Chris Lackner, our producer. I'm Don Rebel. We thank you for joining us. Rebel Yell Podcast on the road to Hershey here on the Triple Live High School Sports Network.